Tell me about Midsummer, first of all. How did you come to this project?
I met Joe Hodge at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland, Oregon. A few years ago, I was directing a production of Love's Labor's Lost there. He was coming in to do a production of Henry V, which I believe he had worked on at Playmakers earlier that year. And we really connected, and I just thought he was a visionary leader, and I was excited to see what the theater was like that he was running in North Carolina. And so we've just been talking about projects ever since. And then this year, the project of Midsummer Night's Dream came up, and it just seemed like the perfect fit.
And the perfect fit just sort of works in tandem with Into the Woods. It's such a great pairing of shows to do in a repertory. Talk about the process of working a play in a repertory with another one.
It's really exciting because they feed each other. Into the Woods and Midsummer have so many similar themes, and I don't know if people independently would necessarily reflect on that, but as soon as you're working on them, and I think audiences will have this experience when they come to see them, you see how similar the investigations are thematically in terms of leaving civilization, going into the wild to really wrestle with challenging questions in your life and to grow from them in substantial ways that you could never do if you remained in the safety and comfort of your own home. And I think daily, as I'm working on Dream, there are lyrics from Into the Woods that will pop into my head, you know, that will just seem like such a perfect, concise description of what a scene in the Shakespeare play is about. And I would guess it's similar for those folks working on Into the Woods. So I think it'll be an exciting combination for audiences to experience and perhaps hear new things in both plays because of the ways in which they reflect on each other.
And I know, just speaking for myself, I love Into the Woods. I love Midsummer. I've seen it several times. And when I heard about the combination, that just struck me instantly as, oh, that's perfect. That's going to be so much fun. And so rewarding at the same time. Like you said, one sort of informs the other.
Absolutely.
So tell me about the play itself. Tell me about Midsummer. What I know you've directed Shakespeare before. You've worked on a lot of Shakespeare in the past. What is going to be unique about this production?
Well, I think the challenge with Midsummer, as with a number of Shakespeare plays, when you're working on the ones that are fundamental to storytelling in our culture, Romeo and Juliet, Midsummer, Hamlet, you know, any of these plays that almost everyone walking into the room will have had some experience with, is how you help an audience rehear them and actually discover the new in these plays, which I think there is a lot of. But we all have so many experiences with them, it's easy to receive the play in a sort of haze of what the previous productions are, the previous times you've read it or worked on it have been. And it's a challenge, I think, for the cast and the design team and myself as well. That's really where the rehearing starts, you know, is in the rehearsal process. And we have to go through that investigation so that then we can help an audience experience what is actually new and true about these plays, but they may not have heard the last time they saw or read the play. And I think in this production, there's a couple of things that we've been investigating, one of which is, while it's very much a comedy, I think it's interesting that it's called A Midsummer Night's Dream, and what our cultural definition has become of the idea of dream, that dreams are these beautiful, fantastical, ideal things. And I don't know about you, Aaron, but my dreams tend to be nightmares. And in Midsummer, actually, what Shakespeare has written once they go into the woods is a series of nightmares, in a way, that there are all these people who are pursuing their fantasies, but the danger of fantasy is once you unleash that entirely, you can't control what comes out. And I think what we discover over the course of the dream within the woods is that there is a cost to those fantasies, that they can soon tip into nightmare, and the goal, hopefully, is that you learn enough from them that you are able to return home and grow and move on to the next stage in your life from all that you have discovered in that sleeping space, that sleeping unconscious space. So we very much embraced, I think, what is already in the play, which is equal parts dream and nightmare. So there are moments that are beautiful and fantastical and magical, but there are also moments that grow out of the sometimes terrifying psyches of these young people and the scary questions that they're investigating. And I think the play is a fascinating journey because of those opposites.
Well, the play opens with previews on November 1st, which is Saturday. Opening day is the following Saturday, November 8th. It runs through December 7th in repertory with Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim. It's going to be a great couple of plays, and I'm really looking forward to them. Shauna Cooper, director of Midsummer Night's Dream, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.